Welcome to Men Are Nuts, a podcast about mental health, emotional health, psychological health, physical health, awareness in men, women and society. First, it started with MEN, the acronym for Men Are Nuts. And we have a very special guest on the show for you today. He's been on before and we had a fantastic conversation all the way from England, UK, Great Britain, wherever you want to call it. Introduce yourself.
Yes, Pete Andrew, it's Ryan Russell here. We spoke last time, when about a month, a couple months ago now.
Yeah.
I expect this to be an expansion of what we were talking about before, just talking all things life, talking things nutrition, talking things spirituality, life. All aspects of holistic life.
And for those listeners out there, tell them a bit, you know, for those that didn't hear your last podcast, the last episode, just tell them just a little bit about you, you know, where you're based and what you do and what you're doing.
Yes, I am. So my name's Ryan and I'm based in London, and I've gained attention from speaking on topics such as spirituality, history, and religion, science, because we know that they have to be all connected in order to make a correct assessment of life. Yeah. So that's what I really enjoy doing. I think it's vital. I think it's something that has not been propagated enough, especially in mainstream topics, or if it has, it's been very perverted in a way. So I love to disseminate that information, get people thinking, have the universal mind more aware and connected in that way by making people have the same and similar topics which all interconnect.
Yeah, definitely. And what you're saying there is, in a sense, is, and I'm with you, because it's funny because we learn, or we learn some sort of, in school. I've always believed that the school systems have been set up to create, to leave certain things out and keep you. They have to teach you it because they have to have you learning something. So they give you all these subjects. So like you just said, history, biology, chemistry, biology, chemistry, physics, history, biology, and then they might do geography. I think that's the main four. Well, we'll just ignore the English part. So they give us a carrot and dangle it, and then they give you to, you know, you got to learn these things. But really. Those things are interconnected, like you said, and they leave a lot out. Yes.
Yeah, because what we're talking about here is we're talking about the system that has been used to culturally abrase our people, us Africans, us Melanites. Because when you think about it, you go to school, they compartmentalize these things when really it's a family of things. These things are part of the same family. They should be taught together. When one is learning science, one must learn mathematics, one must learn history. But we don't learn it this way because this is the European way of thinking, you see. A family was the greatest technology in Africa. That's what you must understand. When you're talking about the vitamin complex, the B complex, you're not talking about anything complex. You're talking about a family of vitamins that complement each other. That's what we know. We know family. When we listen to music, we know that there's melanin within the cochlea. So how do we hear sound? Well, the vibrations that enter our ear and then bounce around in the liquid space of the cochlea, making the hairs inside our ear, the hair follicles, vibrate, sending a neurological message to our brain. But that cochlea is made out of melanin. So you need melanin in order to hear. That's why we produce such great music. We hear clusters of sounds. It's family again. But now when we come into when we're birthed, or when we're birthed, we are then picked up by someone that's not our parents, a complete stranger, probably somebody European, probably a Caucasian. And then we're then entered into a school system that compartmentalizes these subjects. They don't put it in as a family, you see. And then because of that, we start causing madness and wickedness on the street, and on not even just on the street, just in existence in general. And we don't know how to connect with our family. Instead of connecting, we disrespect. We call females derogatory terms. We fight on each other. The family's broken, because that's a part of the Caucasian construct. When you look at America and England, really they're all Europeans, but yet they fought each other for control over slaves. It's a part of their mindset. And then to add on top of that, they then feed us their food, which doesn't cater to our DNA, to our genes. So now we're messed up on a cellular level, we're messed up on a spiritual level, we're messed up on a mental level, we're messed up on the what some may call the Holy Trinity or the Big Three. It's very deep when you really break it down.
Yeah, and then when we start talking about those sort of things, we then start to talk about history, going back to find out history. And it's about, a lot of this is about teaching not just ourselves, but teaching everyone to understand where that there are different cultures that have different ways of thinking and different types of food. And but where have those things come from? It would have come from history, biology, physics, science. It's funny because you're very much plant-based.
Yes.
Yeah. And so a lot of this knowledge of food, because we know that food, all these things growing up would have affected us mental health. And then this, when you start adding things like food, and then they start to add in things like the water system, where they do strange things to the water. It's a recipe, in a sense, a recipe for disaster in terms of destroying any sort of semblance of self or thinking. What do you think that a lot of these things should be? It should be an overhaul of the system, the school system, and we should be now turning to making changes of how we teach and what we teach.
Yeah, definitely, but unfortunately, we're not going to find it in the spots that we'd be at. I mean, I'm in England at the moment, or Britain. I know I'm not going to get that here, because it's not a land for me. But to answer your question, yes, I do think things should be changed. I think we should be establishing our own school system, our own learning environment. I think in turn we should look at a more holistic view. Because again, when we talk about holistic, we're talking about looking at the full image. We're talking about looking at the family construct, essentially. Because family is the greatest technology.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things should be changed, even like you were saying, the food that we consume. You know, if it was me, I would I would have meditation clubs. I would have a spirituality class. You know, I would have students sitting down and meditating. I would have them praying and meditating, sending signals out and meditating, receiving the signals or listening to the universe in order to receive. You can't have one without the other. It's balance. I would have all these things, really. And you notice that some people may excel on certain levels, whereas some people may be held back. So we know that Africans always excel when it comes to physical or the right side, the creative side of the brain, you know, when it comes to music, when it comes to sports, when it comes to art, because we're spiritual people. So in order for you to take away that whole thing and not add that part of the equation, you can't really have a true genius. A true genius is one that has the left and the right side of the brain connected and working in unison.
Yeah. And I've seen, you know, for years now, but I saw something the other day, it came out the other day, that melanated people of colour, however you want to put it, I don't really like using, black or white or whatever, but I don't think it, and again, it boils down to boxers, that those children are exceeding both, I think it's both girls and boys, particularly the girls, are exceeding in school at a better, faster rate, particularly when they hit 14 years old. Do you think that's a culmination of, because I've said this for many years, and not say many years, but for the last maybe 5-6 years, I've done a lot of research, and I realized, I always call it, we are in the age of knowing. So
yeah,
we are in that age. I call it that because, and I put that in the theme, we are in the age of knowing, because lots of things are now starting to open up. It's not, the internet and blah, 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 and research, but the internet can be there, but you don't have to do any research. But as soon as something comes out, people then go, oh. And then also there's a combination of things, like we had these things to do, like the right, you know, the protests, and then to do with George Floyd and all these other things, and more and more people are starting to, as we learn one thing, we start to learn more things, and we start to unlearn the things that we were taught, in particular in schools, because we start to realize, oh, this wasn't true, or that wasn't true. Why did they do this? Why did they create this? Why did they create this food? Why did they create this knowledge and give to us when this knowledge isn't true? I saw something on TikTok last night where it said something like, what is 90% of 80? And it says that what the teachers don't show you is, and they did an equation, which is, I think it's something like 9 times 8, and it works out the percentage of the quickest way. You're thinking, gosh, why haven't they taught us that? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
What are they trying to hide? What is it the government? What is it? What are they trying to hide to try and stop people? And I think there's got to be some sort of motive there.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. We were... So you even look at the school system, and you look at the kids that are so-called hyperactive, how they call it, right? And you know that those are the same kids that excel in sports, excel in these things, excel in these things. And they don't normally excel in or the narrative is given that they don't excel when it comes to more linguistic side of things. But yeah, we know that the brain, that part of the brain is a process. The part of the brain that deals with speech, language, etc., is not fully processed until the age of 7.
Yeah.
So why are you then having these classes in English, in these writing classes, etc., so early on? But then they're then given drugs. They're then drugged up in order to calm down because they're too hyperactive, because they're too great at sport, etc., at music. Their spirituality, their spiritual essence, their creativity is off the roof. So they need something to calm them down because they're not really, that's not part of the European construct or way of doing things. So they need drugs to calm them down. And then what happens? Well, then they then come into contact with people, with other children that may, because at this point they're insane. That child, that African child, that melanated child is now insane. And then they then come into contact with maybe some other sane children, and because they're around, because we know that the microbiome is the aura, it exchanges, it is bacteria beyond the physical body. We know that you can leash bacteria from someone, you can exchange bacteria if you come in within the same field. That's why when you're with someone for a long period of time, you start picking up traits and attributes of that person. So we know that crazy child then comes into contact with other children, and then that child then becomes crazy. And by the end of the day, you just got a whole load of crazy children, right?
Yeah.
And we can see this narrative being played out or being forced upon the melanated child. But why is that? Because you're talking about a child whose ancestors created pyramids in constellation with stars that drew upon electromagnetic energy when they still can't figure it out. So if you have that kind of child coming from that ancestry, you're gonna feel scared. Because you don't understand, you feel what you don't understand. So if an alien drops down on planet Earth, you're going to look at that alien funny. You're going to run away probably. Because you don't understand. You don't understand. So therefore, to have that person or that child in the community, when you've already established power as well, you think you've established power, really, I think you haven't established no power, because if you're doing all this just to oppress a race of people, if you're putting so much effort into oppressing a race of people, to me, you ain't got power. To me, the power goes to the person that's being oppressed, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just chuck somebody or punch someone on the ground and I'm still punching him, really, that person has power, in my opinion. But anyway, if we know that that person comes from that ancestry, and they have that knowledge, and they have that spirituality, and they have all that you cannot yet comprehend, that you cannot still yet comprehend, we know that that child has the potential to build something real beautiful. We know that that child has the potential to go back to his homeland to access mineral wealth, to set up a school system in which we're having classes in meditation. We haven't got classes in consciousness.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't got our classes in economic wealth. You know, we could flip this thing on its head when you really think about it, and we could ascend into life after death, because we know that life happens after you die. Because we're really dying now, every second, every minute, every hour, every month. We're slowly dying, essentially. But that's the thing, that if you can't comprehend it, if you're not that way inclined, see, if you don't have that mindset, that if you don't come from that culture, you cannot comprehend it, but therefore you fear it. So of course you're gonna have that person, that person from coming into power, you know.
Yeah. So you would say then, really, what we're saying here is then, and so I'm not you, but you're saying it, but I'm totally in agreement with what we're saying here is then,
yeah,
for listeners out there, is that we're being held back through the system. Genetics obviously work because you can look like your father or your mother, you can have the same complexion, you can have even the same thought processes, even if you haven't been around that person. If you've not been around that person, you could probably find yourself meeting that person and you both say something at the same time. It's just, and they sound like you. So we know genetics.
Yeah.
So that means genetics would have been passed down. So that means knowledge of... So let's just say if I was your dad then, for instance, and I had this knowledge of this, and...
Yes.
I'm surely my knowledge would be passed on to you as a child. We know that, we see that in comics, we see that with I think it's Superman, where we know where Superman and all superheroes come from anyway, but that's another story. But we see it in comics and things like that, where things are passed down from one, the powers, they call it powers, they're passed down from one generation to another. And what happens then is, yes, some of it gets diluted, but also some of it will get diluted by what has been taught to us through, and what's being given to us in our food. So I could be teaching you to eat like this, this and this, and then you could be going to school and eating something different, and you're coming home and thinking, why are you eating that? Oh, because the teacher told me that this is what is good for us, or this is what we this is what we learned today. You're thinking, so what can happen is a lot of the genetic and also the work that you put in can be undone, which is what's been happening, both on a physical, mental and spiritual level. We haven't totally disconnected, because it's still in us, it's still in our genes. All these things are in our genes, the need to create things, if we go into the woods, we can know how to take something from a tree and create shelter or whatever it may be. These things are still in us, but it's just been tempered by the fact that we're not picking up the correct knowledge in our schools system, and then we end up going to work and all these things, and it kind of gets diluted until something happens, like you say, the age of knowing. So would you say that's a kind of almost like a good synopsis of...
Yeah, you can never forget, you can never really disconnect. You're talking about ancestral knowledge. You're talking about ancestral knowledge, and what you're also talking about is you're talking about a branch of science named epigenetics, where behavior gets passed down from generation to generation. You know, and that's why, and that's why you have to be careful as well when you eat, when you consume a diet that's different from the diet that your ancestors would consume. You know, the fruit, the veg that your ancestors would consume, something that's essentially foreign to your body. And you're also talking about being connected to the earth. So if you're eating from the earth, you're breathing is air. You can never really forget, because it holds information. It holds information. It's been there longer than us. You know, we are part of the earth.
Yeah.
So you can never really forget. It may be locked away somewhere, yeah, definitely. But you can never really be disconnected. So what we must do now is we must try to unlock that knowledge and try to unlock that connection. That's where we're at now. That's what we need to do in order to survive and in order to prosper and in order to live. It's one thing to survive, it's another thing to live.
Yeah. And do you think, because I just see that there's certain things that are being put upon us. So when people started, you know, the vegans have been around for a long time. Plant-based and all sorts have been around for a long time. So then a movement started, and it wasn't just, and they called it a movement, but it's not really a movement. It's this, yes, it moves and it carries on, but it could have curtailed, but it hasn't.
Yeah.
So slowly and surely, it's ramped up. And then what happens then is you start to learn about that's come naturally, hasn't it? It's not been, I don't believe that's something that's been forced upon us by any government. I think that's come about by the age of knowing, because it's always been there, but for some reason it's just all of a sudden ramped up. But what happens is now you don't just become, oh, this person that just, I'm just going to eat, not going to eat animals. What happens is you start to learn about things like, over the many years I've been vegan, you start to learn about the planet, and you start to learn about things like, you know, like you say, the food coming from the earth and the electrolytes, and we are forms of electricity, we are forms of energy, we bounce off each other. All these things we start to delve deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's then when you start, then you start to see the connection. And you start to look at people, you start to look at things that have tried to disconnect you, or who have not disconnected. What I mean by disconnect, I mean disconnected for a certain time, because you've already, you're still connected, but that's light bulb, or that switch that needs to come on, starts to flicker on. It starts to flicker.
Yeah.
It doesn't dim out and go out. It's dimming, 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 and then it starts to flicker and come on. That's how I see it. I see that.
Yeah.
We start to then look and think, right, wait a minute. So I'm not just this person. I'm not just a race of people. I'm not just, do you know what I mean? My blood is like this.
Yeah.
I breathe like, my nose is like this. My nose is broad because of my organs and so forth is different. And I've got to be able to breathe in a certain way, because that's how my nostrils and everything is built. There's no point in me then going doing plastic surgery on it. Do you see what I mean? All these things we start to undo, and we'll start to unravel, and we start to unlearn some of the things that we've been taught. We start to learn about astrology. You start to understand what astrology is about. It's not just, Scorpio, this, that, and the other, and it's going to enter into your house and you're going to win lots of money or whatever. There's a lot more to it. There's a lot more to learning about. There's a lot more to someone doing these bendy positions and doing yoga than those things are. You're making money from it, but where did it come from?
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? So would you, and these things have impacted our lives. The things that we were taught, we've kept with us, and it's not until if you're a person that's likes to question things, is then you start to understand what is actually been happening to us.
Mm-hmm. We naturally have an inquisitive nature, and I think that's by default. But see, what's happened is that that's been suppressed from birth. you know, when a baby starts crying, because it doesn't have, it can't, the baby cannot form words in order to articulate how it's feeling. The baby starts crying, and the mother says, shh, 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 shh. No, I'm trying to tell you something here. I'm trying to tell you something. Don't tell me to shh, 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 shh. I'm trying to tell you something. When you go to a school and you try to challenge the teacher, or not even challenge, but ask the teacher a question, and the teacher tells you then to shush and just go along with the process. No, this is not my... We have different thinking styles. We have different learning styles, different listening styles, different learning types. This may not be working for me. I'm trying to tell you something again. But yet you want me to wait. And no. So, as you can see, and we carry this into our adult ages, you know. We may give subtle ways of trying to inform, just like we may use a facial expression in order to question, but yet that might not be picked up, because we may try to suppress that facial expression because of we've been suppressed for so long with our inquisitive nature, and really we need to just get back to asking questions, because that thing has never is there again. It's there by default. To go against that would be absurd. And there is a reason why we're so inquisitive, because something is not right. We know it, but yet we believe in the system, and we try not to deal with reality. That's a massive thing. We try not to deal with reality. Therefore, we may go against our feeling. When someone has broken up with their partner, or is feeling low, or is feeling the lack of love, or the need to give love, instead of dealing with the emotion and dealing what's happening with them mentally, what do? They run to sugar and consume and consume and consume. You know, or their heart produces cortisol in order to forget the distressing feeling or moment. When we get angry, we consume a lot of salt. We run to food again as escapism. We go to the cinemas a lot. We come home from work and watch TV, escape, and what we can see is that this is lowering our free. Even when you look at things like excessive sex, and that could be in the form of masturbation as well, because that is a form of self-sex, it's a gay practice. When we look at sex, people have sex excessively, even if you're drinking all the time. It's a form of escapism. We're looking at a form of escapism because we know that something is not right. Whether that may be because you're disconnected from the very place that you should be, disconnected from your homeland, whether because your microbiome is not at home, your bacteria is not at home, your very being is not at the place of where it should be, is not interacting with the bacteria it should be interacting with. It's not consuming the air it should be consuming. It's not seeing the visual stimulus it should be seeing. Whether it is your melanin is not being fed, because we know that there's also melanin in the eyes, which gives us a full range of color due to melanin, which is why the Aryan male with blue eyes, we can clearly see that person has a lack of melanin, therefore sees a different world from us. So if we're in a different world, if we're in a different country that was built by somebody else, well, really, to be honest, no, let me stop right there. It was built by us. But it was designed in a way for somebody else. It's not going to interact. It's not going to spiritually connect us with this place. Because our receptors, which is our eyes, is not receiving the correct stimulus. We're used to seeing clusters of color. We're used to seeing orange, yellow, and red, and purple. This complements each other. That's what our melanin knows, because it's melanin within the eyes, you know. And then that, and we know that the eyes are connected to the brain, and we know that the brain is connected to the heart, and we know that the heart itself is a brain, because it contains 40,000 neurons, because it stores memory, and it has it can perform the action in forgetting memory by producing the hormone cortisol, which helps you forget. And we know that when we look at ancient Egypt, we need to undo the miseducation, ancient Kemet. When we look at ancient Kemet, Ib means heart, and the heart and the feather was put on a scale to see whether you can pursue your journey or continue your journey to the afterlife. But we know that the heart, Ib, meant intelligence, meant consciousness. Because the heart itself is a brain. The heart itself is consciousness. Yeah. So really, what we're seeing here is from something as little as looking at a house, or looking at a group of colors, or looking at a car is designed. So much is happening. So much is happening by certain stimuli. So much things within the body is happening, and therefore sending messages to higher beings or the universal consciousness. We know that our hair is antennas, because it has the power to receive and transmit electromagnetic energy. Hence why I have an afro. I don't cut my hair, which is very popularized with African or melanated people on mainstream, like celebrities and things. You always see them with the fades and things like that. I'm not dealing with that. But anyway, something as little as that, just getting the correct stimuli, can affect us to so profoundly, and therefore make us question, like, I know something doesn't feel right, but you're not really listening to what I have to say. To bring it back full circle, you're not really listening to what I have to say. I'm a baby, I'm crying for a reason. Don't tell me to shh. Something's not right. I'm trying to communicate with you here. Something's not right. This is my inquisitive nature. I'm trying to tell you something, but you're not listening. You're telling me to shh. Okay, well, maybe that's what I should be doing. Because if the person that supposedly loves me most is telling me to shh, maybe I should stay shh and just conform with. Because obviously, I'm not normal. I'm the odd one out here for realizing this madness. So let me just shut up and go with this thing in which you call reality. It must be true, right?
Yeah, and that's what's been happening. It's been slow pace of the way they teach is to make you pass exams and do all these things, and to keep you shh until, like I say, it's only till now that we're starting to. It started to happen in the 60s and things like that, where people starting to, you know, the 70s, where people, particularly in America, were kind of coming onto things, learning about things. You know, you had movements there, Black Panther, and so forth, and. Just, we know about these things as well, because they've been. I mean, as a person with Jamaican parents, they've often said things to us and told me things that we have often, but they either say it in jest or they say it in as a means to tell you off or whatever. But then when it's not until you get older that you realise, oh, that was true. That was true.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see what I mean? What they were saying is, when they say things like, you don't take up enough friend, and things that happened before, nothing happened before its time, all those things, it's unlearning. It's like we've that's in us, and we can't.
Yeah.
It stays with us, and it's not until we have to use it ourselves, or say it, or think about it ourselves, that when we realize, okay, oh my God, my mum was right. she was right, and they kind of, like I say, the older generation, because they haven't been taught in that system, they understood or understand what was being taught to them. And it's just like when they tell us in this house, but then we go out and we've been in a system, like say the English system or wherever, American system, whatever you want to call it, they end up teaching us something different. But I always say, and I said this at the beginning, is that they have given us, it's funny because they've given us snippets. They've given us, so for instance, I'll give you an example. You'd say physics, the sun would be to do with physics. But then the sun is to do with biology, because we know that the sun, we need the sun, because the sun creates happiness. But they don't teach you that at all. The sun teaches you, we need sun for vitamin. We need it to help.
Yeah.
We only get taught that it's needed to help to grow plants, but we don't need it, say that it's needed to help grow us, or to make us happy, or to give us vitamins, or like you said, it's a pathway for electricity. So like you say, you're here. It's the heat. We only get taught those things because obviously things, and we only get taught about solar energy. We don't get taught that till, and probably you don't even get taught that, because that only happens when you start to, you want to be a NASA scientist or whatever. So we end up losing a lot of ourself in the system, because you kind of said that as well, because what happens is you're told in an inadvertent way, it's almost like, give you this information, but shh, just pass the exam.
Yeah.
That's it. We're not going to teach you anymore. And I was going to say as well, we have struggled with mental and physical health. So what you're saying, in the sense that what you're saying about physical, things like physical health, is that we were taught not to run up and down the place and, run up and down all over the place. And that's kind of fed to us. Do you know what I mean? Or even in the school, don't keep still and blah, 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 and sit still. And we're not taught to move. We're not taught to play.
Yeah.
We're not taught to think for ourselves. And that can lead, that then leads to the breakdown of mental health as we get older. Because we're not, like you said, we're not following our true selves.
Yeah. And moving is a part of healing, it's part of healing, and that's what we know as African people. We know healing. A lot of us were healers. That's why we excel when it comes to dancing, when it comes to performing, because it's a part of healing. It's it's what we know. So to go against the grain, to go against that, and the reason why we do it as well is, you got to consider, the reason why we do it as well is because the child, the melanated child, is crazy from since birth, I believe, yes, but they are at a point where they can, they're so young, they have time to expand and they have time to learn the correct thing, and they have time to connect, you know, because they're very early in their journey, and they're trying to navigate their way in a crazy world. Because that child is spiritual. That child is more spiritual than a lot of older people. That child is very spiritual, more spiritual than you can imagine. That child is connected to their ancestors, I'll tell you that. So in order to heal, that child is moving. That child's even moving in class. That child needs to, that child, he or she is moving in order to heal. So when you're telling that child to sit down, stay still in class, you're essentially telling them to let the insanity consume that person. That's what you're telling the child to do. Let the insanity consume. Because that's all that child trying to do is heal. And we're rhythmic people. You know, when you think about the melanated woman, her hips move from side to side. It's a rhythmic walk. You know, yeah. Now we've noticed that the Europeans are trying to do the same thing, but it's something that's just not. You know, you don't feel it the way the melanated woman walk. You don't feel it. That's the key word. You don't feel it, because we're feeling people, we're rhythmic people. You know, when we listen to music and when we create music, it's on a whole different level. Because again, there's melanin within the ears. We're rhythmic people. We hear different. We even see different. When you look at the bridge of our noses, that our eyes are slightly, our nose is slightly further away from our eyes, slightly more apart. You see different, you see a wider view. When you look at the Caucasian nose, the bridge of the nose is right in between of the eyes, everything looks divided. When you look at a Chinese woman or a Japanese woman or man or person, shall I say, you know, their eyes are slightly closer together. You know, if someone crashes into you, you gotta look at them before you start cussing, because they might not actually have seen you. Their field of view is different. Look at the color of their eyes. The melanin within their eyes is different. They don't see the same world we see. We see different. So then, to then be in the same system as the next from a different culture, from a different race, as some people may call it, it doesn't make sense.
And because you spoke about, it wasn't you, it was me that said that you're plant-based, and foods like that. How have you found being plant-based, and do you see there's a connection between, obviously you do, but I'm going to, for the listeners out there, obviously, so they know, mm-hmm. Do you see there's a connection between, In fact, let me just go back, because I was going to mention something before about the mental health. Because this goes on to it as well. Have you found that over the years, because of the systems that have been set ups, and because we haven't yet fulfilled that potential, whatever you want to call it, we as a collective or as an individual, we've not fulfilled our collective. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Because of all these things that have been put in place, that our mental health, we struggle a lot with, not we, but as a race of people, we struggle a lot with our mental health. Because there's been times where some, I just read about the boy who what's his name? Is it Richard? The boy that's just who was found in Essex or Exeter, Essex. And
his mum had
said that previously that, I think she said something to do with his medication, but then she'd said, I think I read today where it said that he struggled with the restrictions or something like that. So obviously, I mean, I can't quote and say it's mental health, but are we, do you feel that because we're not eating the right foods, we're not being taught the right way, there's an opening, we need openings, and we're not getting the sunlight and all these sort of things. Do you feel that we're struggling, particularly like you say black boys or whatever, do you think we're struggling with our mental health?
Of course, because food is another healing mechanism as well. You know, when we're being told to, and look, I understand to a degree. I mean, everything's messed up, but within the mess, I understand that I didn't mess. But we have been told to stay indoors. We have been told not to exercise outside for the most part. But we know that upon sun exposure, cobalamin is produced within the small intestine. What is cobalamin? Well, you hear on a plant-based diet, oh, it's really hard to get your B12, you know, you sure you want to do that? You need your B12 to survive. You need your B12 for everything to be working like it should be, to relay messages within the body. You need your B12, and that comes from fish, that comes from meat, that comes from your fortified foods. So think twice before you convert to a plant-based diet. Well, cobalamin, which is vitamin B12, the organic version of vitamin B12, is produced in, and this is what they do as well, they like to spin names to keep you confused. But anyway, cobalamin is produced within the small intestine and is produced upon sun exposure. So we're talking about the sun being a vitamin, essentially. The sun, that should be a part of our diet. That's why when you look at ancient chemetic science, and for those who don't know what I mean by chemetic, ancient Egypt was originally named Kemet. So when we're talking about chemetic science, we're talking about Egyptian science. Anyway, so when we look at ancient Kemetic science, we see the deity Ra, or Amun-Ra, or Amun-Ra, or Amen-Ra. Hence why Christians say Amen after they finish praying. But anyway, that's a different story. Amun-Ra, or Amun-Ra, or just Ra, which is the sun god, the sun deity, can I say. When you look at these deities, they were just a way of relaying life and science and instructions and things to enhance your life, right? So we see that they pray to Ra, the sun deity. We get our substance from the sun, just like how a plant grows towards the sun, we grow towards the sun. Our melanin uses it as energy, all energy. We know that if we stare at the sun, either at sunrise or sunset, we know that the eyes are connected to the brain. So what's good for the eyes is good for the brain. And we know that it also produces vitamin D3, to be specific, vitamin D3, which is going to keep our melanocytes at homeostasis. Sorry, let me say that again. The vitamin D3 is going to keep our melanin at a balance, shall I say. And then when we look at cobalamin, sorry, let me say that again, sorry, I'm messing up here. when we look at vitamin B12 is going to keep our melanin at homeostasis.
Yeah.
So therefore, detoxify our melanin, and vitamin D3 is going to cater to our brain, is going to cater to our calcium, is going to cater to our phosphorus. It's going to keep everything at check, which is why also people have been finding it hard to stay sane during these times, because we've been locked away from the sun. So that's number one. And then also look at, I think I said this last time, I'm not too sure, but I said it again anyway. When I went to, I don't do a bulk of my shopping out at supermarkets.
Yeah, remember, yeah.
I get the odd things here and there. So, but when I went to, during the first lockdown, when I went to, I think it was Sainsbury's, I went to Sainsbury's, and I couldn't find what I needed to find. I can't remember exactly what I shopped for, but I remember going to Sainsbury's, and most of the things that are going to cater to your survival during coronavirus was gone, but yet the things that are going to kill you, the things that are going to aid you in getting the things that are going to aid for you to get in the virus were gone, and the things that I needed, which are going to cater to your survival, they weren't there. They were there, sorry. They were still on the shelves. So I was okay when doing my shopping, but I saw people tripping, and I saw people complaining about things like the meat and all these kind of things, and like the flour, the white flour, which we know that just turns into sugar, which we know that feeds the bad bacteria, and therefore kills the probiotics. Probiotics is the good bacteria, which is going to help you fight the coronavirus, which is going to help you kill the virus. The good bacteria is going to help you kill the virus. The good bacteria is going to find out information on the virus, relay it to more bacteria, and then what's it going to do? Well, it's going to synthesize, it's going to make copies, it's going to kill, and then it's going to kill the virus. But no, people are eating foods which cater to the bad bacteria, then killing your only source of survival. So we can already see a link, which is hence why so many people are getting viruses anyway, which is hence why so many people are sick anyway. And when you look at all these things, it goes without saying, it's vital to our survival, you know. So we really must be aware of what we're eating for our mental health, because we also know that serotonin, which is the hormone that regulates mood, which is what keeps you elate, which is what keeps you happy, is produced in the gut. It's produced in the brain as well.
Yeah.
But the high percentage is in the gut, right? So if you're then consuming the white sugar, the white flour, the white potatoes, the meat, the pasta, the all these gluten containing products, etc., go on and on. If you're consuming all these foods and they're being assimilated and they're landing in the same place where serotonin is produced, what's going to happen? Well, neurological messages is going to be sent to the brain, because the gut and the brain are connected by way of the vagus nerve. Neurological signals is going to be sent to the brain and relay feelings of happiness. So what are you going to do? You're going to fall in love, because love is toxic. Love is literally toxic. So you're going to fall in love with the foods that are killing you, with the foods that are calling you, that are causing you to be constipated, which is a form of stress, with the foods that are causing you to stay up at night, which is more added stress because you're not getting the sleep that you need, therefore you're not allowing yourself to synthesize, you're not allowing your body to rest, your muscles to repair, you're not allowing hormones to be produced at the time it should be, and therefore when it should be, etc., etc. All these things cause stress. All these things affect our mental health. So from something so simple as maybe, I don't know, eating a piece of kale, from something so simple, can cause such a profound effect. We really got to be serious, because we also know that this is also the precursor to success, the prerequisite to success. Because imagine if things were stress-free. Imagine that. Imagine how much easier it would be just to think, just to allow yourself to think and get things done.
Yeah, definitely. And before we wrap this up, you made some really good points there. And I did notice on you took a break, and then I noticed that, and it might coincided with the sun coming out in the UK and stuff. I noticed that you started to, I saw on you, I'm not saying you noticed, but I mean, I said, I'm not saying you started, and I noticed that you were doing exercise. I think it was you and your friend or whatever, you were doing exercises on climbing frames and getting out there and you know, what would you say to anybody before we wrap this up, what would you say to anybody that, We spoke about unlearning and unlearning what we've learned and start to learn more about what we need to learn. What would you say to somebody about now, about getting exercises, getting help, getting exercises done, food? What would you say to anybody out there in terms of mental health?
Definitely exercise, because we know that when you exercise, there's certain hormones like serotonin, that dopamine, like oxytocin is produced, which regulates or which produces happiness, therefore giving you mental clarity, therefore affecting your mental health or spiritual health. So definitely exercise, definitely look at your diet and really look at a sustainable diet. Don't just be following plans, because don't be following a diet, should I say. Don't be following a diet, because a diet is cool for a minute, and then what normally happens, people then slip up. So don't be following no diet, be following a way of living. Look at the whole image. A lot of people wouldn't even look at the sun and say, yo, that's food right there. You know what I mean? So look at the whole image and look at ways to improve your vitality.
Yeah. And where can you...
And,
sorry.
Yeah, if you're struggling, you need to surround yourself with people that may have that knowledge, or people that may be that way inclined. Sometimes it means cutting off some people that just add nothing but negativity towards you. So just be around those people. Seek help if you need help. Whether that be a nutritionist, whether that be a personal trainer. You can also, I'm always cool to talk to people. I love talking to people, you know. We know family's important, we know community's important. So I'm gonna ask you your next question.
Yeah.
Family. Family on Instagram. Dot Grossen. That's RYAN dot RoSSETT. And soon enough I will be taking on clients in personal training, in nutrition, holistic living. But yeah, hit me up. I'm always cool to talk.
Yeah.
I love to talk, you know.
Fantastic. And been great having you on. And I was going to say something earlier when you mentioned about we are beings of for music and the sun and all these things, because they're all connected. And you know, I remember my mum saying things like "them a chant on Babylon" and things like that, because
"them a chant on Babylon."
Because they know, don't they? They know. They know these things, and we definitely need to, like I said earlier, we need to unlearn some of the things that we've been taught to us in the system, and we need to start learning. I think you're a good place for people to contact and get in touch with about these things. So I'd like to say thank you for coming on.
And I have to, when I see platforms like this, I have to give respect to you, Andrew, because you're really getting on people from different backgrounds, different perspectives, and you're just talking and you're allowing voices to be heard and you're having that conversation. A lot of people are not allowing that conversation to be heard, no matter. Look, imagine me on, like, I don't know, like LBC talking this stuff. It wouldn't work out too well. So, you know, us having that conversation on a station like that. So I have to show appreciation.
To be honest with you, there's more. I mean, I said in the last podcast, we could go and talk on so many subjects so many subjects. I mean, there's so many things out there, and I think we're going to keep this going because you definitely need to be heard, and the things that you're saying, and open up for discussion and people to kind of contact you and just even just to learn more about, again, unlearn to learn what we need for our future and for our lives, and just learn about each other, to be honest.
Proud to the people.
And that was Men Are Nuts. See you, Ryan, and see you guys.